It is really like inspiring to me to see people from different backgrounds coming in one room, practicing without judgment. Because in my country, South Sudan, we have 64 tribes. And all these 64 tribes, most of them hate each other. I've seen yoga is one of the big reasons of bringing people together from different backgrounds, different ethnic community, different social status.
My conversation with Pascha Atim John, a yoga teacher from South Sudan, was wonderful as we discussed how true yoga is not about the shape of one's body, but about the shape of one's life. I hope that this conversation shed light on how important it is to create inclusive spaces for communities to come together and unite, and how yoga can be a driving force of transformational power for collective collaboration and a way to lead personal and communal growth. If you're looking to tune into a podcast episode that's all about yoga in South Sudan from the only yoga teacher in South Sudan, then this is the conversation for you. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Wild Yoga Tribe podcast. I'm your host, Lily Allen Duenas. Together, we'll talk about the world of yoga and we'll talk to people from around the world. Before diving into the episode, I wanted to invite you to head on over to my Patreon account. I would love your support and I'm thrilled to have this beautiful community space where we can do yoga together, meditate together, and you'll get access to exclusive content. Get ready for some private Zoom Q&As, free printable art, meditation recordings, and more. Follow the link in the show notes to get started or head on over to any of my social media channels or my website, wildyogatribe.com, to hang out, get to know each other better, and find out more about all the support and resources available to you. Ready to dive in? Let's get started. Namaste, family, and welcome back to the Wild Yoga Tribe podcast. Today, I'm so excited to welcome Pascha Atim John onto the show today. She's a yoga teacher from South Sudan who is so passionate for sharing the transformational power of yoga. She's accumulated over 600 hours of yoga teacher training, and she studied with three different schools. Her teaching journey has taken her to various countries, including Kenya, Tanzania, Rwanda, Uganda, and South Sudan, of course. So she has been guiding students on their path of yoga for 8 years. So thank you so much, Pascha, for joining me on the show today.
Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity.
So just to get started, I would love to hear from you about how yoga came into your life. Tell us about your personal yoga journey and how you discovered yoga and what drew you to become a yoga teacher.
Yeah, how yoga came into my life was I was in South Sudan. And then the war broke out in 2013, and I had a friend from Czech Republic, and the friend decided to sponsor my studies in Nairobi. And then during my holiday time, she asked me what I do during holidays. I told her nothing. I just sit in the hostel and maybe read my books or watch some documentaries and movies. And then she said, okay, I have something else that I want you to do. And then I asked her, what is that? And she told me, I want you to do yoga. And I'm going to introduce you to some yoga schools in Nairobi. Then I said, okay, no problem. I'm willing to join and do new stuff. So she introduced me into a yoga school called Africa Yoga Project. Africa Yoga Project is originally from US, from Baptist Power Yoga. So they brought it to Nairobi and they were teaching Africans and they were giving scholarship to Africans as well. So when my friend, her name is Andrea, she introduced me to that yoga school. And then I started coming more often. Every weekend I do yoga. The same yoga school, Africa Yoga Project, were giving scholarship to African students. So I'm happy with, because the community that I have here right now, the Africa Yoga Project community, it's big. It brings people from different backgrounds, different culture, and all come in one room and practice without like tribalism, segregation, or different bank status. Like, people are all coming together and practicing yoga without judgment. So that is what inspired me to apply for the yoga teacher training with Africa Yoga Project. So when I applied, I was the only South Sudanese who had applied, I ever applied to practice yoga with them. So immediately they accepted me. I went for 3 weeks teacher training. That was in 2016. It was 200 hours, 3 weeks to the teacher training. And after that, they gave me, they call it mentorship program. They got a mentor who lived in the U.S. Her name was Allison. So Allison mentored me for 3 years, from 2016, 2017, 2018. Until now, I'm still communicating with Allison. So once a month, she give me questions, and then after that, we have like video calls and we talk to each other. There's another yoga school where I was practicing yoga and where I was teaching yoga. The yoga school is called Karuna Yoga Journey. Karuna Yoga Journey was based in Kampala, however, originated from the UK. They were also offering scholarship for African students. And also for me, because I'm also the only South Sudanese, I got the advantage of getting that scholarship also. So I went and did training with also Karuna Yoga Journey, which is like another 200 hours. So the first 200 hours was with Africa Yoga Project. The second 200 hours was Karuna Yoga Journey, which happened in 2018. In 2020, I also did another training with another yoga school called Kanga Yoga Studio. So Kanga Yoga is based in the UK, and she came to Nairobi because she wanted to open another brand in Nairobi, Kenya. And she found me, I was close to her, and she said, okay, I need a dedicated yoga instructor to open this yoga studio with me. However, I need to teach this yoga instructor my style of Kanga Yoga. So when she was doing her yoga teacher training, she decided that, okay, I'm giving an opportunity to Pascha because she's a very dedicated yoga instructor that I need to work with. So we did the training. It was during COVID time, 2020. So that made it to, for me, like now, to make it to 600 hours teacher training. Three different yoga schools, but 200 hours of each.
Wow. Oh, that's amazing. I definitely have interviewed a lot of yoga teachers from the Africa Yoga Project, so I'd love hearing that you're involved with them as well. Such an incredible organization. But Pascha, about the community yoga, I'd love to talk to you more about that because community yoga seems to hold a very special place in your heart and in your beliefs. Can you tell us about the significance of creating inclusive spaces where people can unite with their body, their soul, and their community?
Yeah, it's really important for me to teach communities because my first yoga teacher training I did with Africa Yoga Project, where their main focus is to take yoga to the community and unite people. It is really like inspiring to me to see people from different backgrounds coming in one room, practicing without judgment. Because in my country, South Sudan, we have 64 tribes. And all these 64 tribes, most of them hate each other. I've seen yoga is one of the big reasons of bringing people together from different backgrounds, different ethnic community, different social status. So it's really inspired me to do such thing. I was teaching community yoga 3 times a week. Groups of children, group of women, group of young girls and boys, bringing people together. That is my main aim. Community yoga is one thing which is very important to me.
Yeah, I love hearing that there are 64 tribes in South Sudan. And as you said, they don't get along. So creating a space for yoga, for people to come together and to meet each other, to have a space to interact, that's a safe space. I think that's incredible. And something you also emphasize, Pascha, is the essence of living yoga rather than merely performing yoga. Can you tell us more about that? That's fascinating.
Yeah, living yoga is making yoga part of your life. Because performing yoga or doing yoga for the sake of having money or just to get some benefits out of it, it's something that you can do for like temporary. Maybe after you get a higher income while you're doing something else, then you drop yoga. You won't do that. But to me, I believe yoga is part of my life and I do it no matter what. It has money or it doesn't have money or it gives me that famousness or no. For me, it's just the sense of bringing people together, practice together, sharing the same energy, sharing the same room. That's what I believe in.
I think you said that so well, that yoga is a part of your life, no matter what happens, no matter financially or whether it's supporting you or not. Like I really enjoyed hearing how you said that. And something else that I really know that you stand for and stand about, and I've read about it on your social media and I was excited to ask you about it. So Pascha, you mentioned that yoga is not about the shape of one's body, but about the shape of one's life. Could you expand on that concept and how you integrate it into your teachings?
When I say I teach yoga, because my body, there's different how people expect yoga people to look like. Slim, tall, looking slender, and with so much strength, or doing all the poses that they see on social media or online. So on my side, I don't look like whoever that they expect me to look like. And it, like yoga is not about what you see, but what you feel. The journey you feel during the time that you're doing yoga.
Absolutely. And so, Pascha, I do ask this question to every guest on the podcast, and I think right now is the perfect moment. What is your personal definition of yoga?
My own definition comes back to the same origin of definition of yoga, unity. For me, the unity of people from different backgrounds, different social status, different financial status, the unity of all these types of people in one. Asian definition of yoga is unity of mind, body, and spirit. But on my side, it's unity of people. That's what I believe in. Yeah.
Unity. Yeah. Unity is the core of yoga. I love how you said that. So I know we've talked about the power of the collective community, collaboration, and coming together for personal and communal growth. But could you share a story with us maybe about something you've witnessed about how yoga has changed your community or the people in it?
Yeah, so how yoga has changed my community, I may not say much on that because I just got back in South Sudan. I've been teaching in Kenya, which is like mainly group of women, children, and young girls, young boys. That's where I've seen changes. But in South Sudan, in my own community, yoga has not been a big thing yet. It's still I'm still in a process of putting out there the word of yoga so that people would understand what yoga is. Because most of them believe that yoga is a religion. I need to put it out there that it is not a religion. It can be a religion, but in the essence of the belief of yoga, but not the current aspect of yoga. I am the only yoga instructor from South Sudan so far, and I'm still struggling to put out the word of yoga. And I don't know if you know about it, it's difficult to convince people that don't know about the yoga and for them to start like practicing it. It's really hard. I've been struggling. It has taken me so far a year plus for me to be able to convince few South Sudanese to come in my yoga class.
So it's just a battle, it sounds, to actually get people to show up and trust you and believe that what you're teaching them isn't a religion. Maybe they're scared or upset or worried about it and what you're trying to do. So what are you trying to do? What are you teaching? Are you teaching in schools or in different spaces?
Yeah, currently, because I personally, I also have to get some little income to push my life with. So I could not fully survive on yoga. So I'm doing other things apart from yoga. However, yoga is the main thing. And so for me, I would like to teach yoga to the schools, to the orphanage, to the community, so that I'll get more people. But at the moment, I'm only teaching yoga to some groups of youth, and I'm doing it in form of a community yoga, and it is completely free, just to put out the word of yoga. That's the only thing that I'm doing right now.
You are the only teacher in South Sudan, so there really is just so much you can do as a team of one. So I know that South Sudan has faced its share of challenges and hardships, and I was wondering, how do you believe that yoga can be a tool for healing or personal empowerment or growth in the context of the community you serve in South Sudan?
It's not going to be easy. That's what I know. It's not going to be easy to make yoga and a healing, like, how do I say, like a healing form of something that is healing to most people that have been going through traumas, because we have so many people that are really suffering. They don't know that they're really suffering, but they are suffering because of the family trauma or the war that has been happening in South Sudan over and over again. And they went through it, they went through a lot, they've seen a lot, and they still have that trauma. Although they live that they're happy, but they still have that trauma. So for me to be able to overcome all this trauma, it's going to be really difficult. I won't admit that it's going to be easy. It's going to be difficult, and it is not a work of one person. I can't do it alone. With time, because my aim is to train more people and train more people on how to, like, the trauma healing, so that we can be hosting trauma healing workshops, and then we'll make it like a healing project to more South Sudanese.
Yeah, that is such a very good point. And I love hearing about the trauma healing element of that and the work that you want to do there. And it's beautiful and it's important. And for our listeners, Pascha, who don't know too much about South Sudan, maybe they're not too familiar about it, could you tell us about South Sudan? Maybe some of the history of South Sudan or what South Sudan is known for?
Okay, what South Sudan is known for? I'm glad how you put it there. South Sudan is a country that was once called Sudan. We had one country. Before South Sudan and Sudan separated, we were all one country. And then because of so many, like, conflict and segregation and so many issues that came between inside this country, so we decided to divide between South Sudan and Sudan. I know it sounds, for someone who doesn't know completely about South Sudan, in South Sudan, I can describe it on the people, how we look like. So in South Sudan, we are a little bit more darker in color, and we are tall, and most of us are not like huge in the, like, body. We are a little like slim and tall. If you maybe seen online, the most famous models in the world are South Sudanese, because they're slim, tall, and the skin is really beautiful and soft. South Sudan borders, I think, 9 countries. It borders Kenya, borders Uganda, borders Sudan, I think also Ethiopia, Chad. Yeah, I forgot a bit, but yeah, it borders all these countries. It's a little bit in the middle, and it's a very big country. It's big, but it has less people because of the war. Yeah.
So I know that some of our listeners might want to get in touch with you, might have a question, might want to follow up on something about yoga in South Sudan. And so it's beautiful that you're the only yoga teacher in South Sudan so far. So definitely you'd be the yoga teacher they'd want to learn about and connect to. So I'm going to link to your Facebook and Instagram in the show notes, as well as on my website, wildyogatribe.com/yoga in South Sudan. But right here on the podcast, would you tell us about where people can reach you?
Yeah, so the same as you mentioned, you can reach me on Facebook and Instagram. On Facebook, my name is Pascal Atim, and in South Sudan, yeah, so under Atim. So it's still the same name, Pascal Atim, but on Instagram, it has that underscore. Yeah, so that's it.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Pascal. It has been a joy to be with you today, and I've really enjoyed our time together, and I'm so appreciative also for all the amazing work you're doing for South Sudan. So thank you so much for being with me.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you for the gift of your attention today. If you feel called, please share this episode with someone who you think could benefit from it. Leaving a review would also be so appreciated. I also hope you can join me online on my website, wildyogatribe.com, or on social media. I would love to get to know you better. I would love to share with you and to hear your thoughts. Send me a DM, send me a note, get in touch. It would be great to hear from you. And as always, be well, dear one. Be well.